Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome and time for the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is a gentleman we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, a man who's shaking his headphones loose, and you can just see his eyes right over the screen. The one and only, there he is, full screen, Fred Dreyer. Welcome, Fred.
Hey, you don't speak German, do you?
Sprechen die Deutsch? No.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of email from Europe. And I signed some things for people in Germany, and then they sent it back to me.
Really?
To add names to the pictures, you know, like here's the...
Oh, so they want to say to Mike or to Bill or to Bob or whatever.
Here's the pictures.
Oh, now this is a picture, for those of you on radio, this is the Hunter picture of you up against the chain link fence with your weapon drawn, and you also have a gun in your hand.
Yes.
And you got straight up, and you're ready to take a shot, and they want to put their names on it. I don't even have that picture. I would like to have that in our studio, in our mic,
It goes to Germany first, and I've got to decipher. You know, they sent these names to me, and I want to get back to them because I think it's only good manners to get back to people.
Yeah, I think so. So and people can send you things, and we said this last week,
yeah,
as long as they send a self-addressed stamped envelope and they send the thing they want you to sign, because you don't have things that you can just grab for them.
So here's what I did.
What'd you do?
They sent me these pictures,
right?
The people in Germany. They sent me these photos, and they wanted me to send them just three photos. So I made out one photo to Thomas,
right.
And then the other two photos I left blank because, as I said in my letter back to them, I can't read two of the names. That's what I said right
there. Right, and so now they've resent them to
you. So I sent them back, and they resent them with the other two names.
I'm getting confused.
But no, it's easy.
And so you're going to send them. Can you read the names now, or you still can't?
No. I can't read them now.
Okay, so
either.
Here's the thing, just so we can get straight at the beginning of the show.
Just print the name out for me.
Yeah, if you're sending something to Fred Dreyer, and you can follow Fred on Twitter, on Facebook, but he sent it to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Make sure you print it out carefully.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to find savings where you can because you work too hard for your money not to. We're here to help with everyday savings and more during our Memorial Day sale. Now get a Charbroil 4-Burner Advantage Series grill for $169 and make refreshing changes indoors and out with $15 off gallon cans and $45 off 5-gallon pails via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy interior and exterior paint and stain. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 5/29. See store for details, U.S. only.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
People formed a human chain to rescue a man during the storm.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver it to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
Having fun together adds up, and so do the savings at Kohl's, with an extra 15% off. Save on family fun matching graphic tees, just $7.64 and $8.49. Hit the beach with women's flip-flops and new beach towels, each just $11.04. Plus, take 25% off select Adidas and Converse. Plus, get Kohl's cash Friday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid May 13th through 19th with promo code SAVENOW. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
High traffic areas, professional painters need a paint that'll last. So do their clients, like PPG Timeless Paint, in 5-gallon buckets from just $159. Now at the Home Depot, with fast one-coat coverage and the toughest, most wear-resistant finish to prevent future scuffs, stains, and you having to come back to fix them. Tough, high-quality PPG Timeless Paint, exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And leading off the show with some information here for those of you that are following the world champion Boston Red Sox. The Rockies struck out 24 times in a game, and the Red Sox still managed to blow it in extra innings, 5-4.
There's only 27 outs in a 9-inning game.
Well, this was in extra innings, but
I know.
But 24 times they struck out. So how can you be the world champions and have that kind of a performance? Alex Cora, get with it. These world champs are a little bit off. Maybe it was a fluke, that World Series championship last year. Maybe the Dodgers were tipping pitches.
No, it's not. It wasn't a fluke. We saw it.
But
I'm not going to be confused by what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But how do you how do you strike out 24 times and win?
Yeah, and then win it.
Gee whiz.
And this poor pitcher was up there, and he had a no decision, and then he watched his team give up another run, and he didn't get the loss, but Chris Sale was in there, left with a 3-2 lead after 7 innings, and the Rockies got a 2-run home run from Charlie Blackmon off the reliever Brandon Workman in the 8th inning, and it wiped away Chris Sale's chance at a historic performance that he had. So he struck out all those guys and gets no decision.
Did Chris Sale strike out 24?
Yeah.
Didn't he have a relief pitcher?
During the whole game. I don't know how many actually. 17 batters did he get? Something like
that. He got 17.
Yeah, something like that. So that's a big deal. Anyway, that's in the baseball world. That's only like the second or third time that's happened. And you strike everybody out and you get these outs and you lose the game. Come on, Red Sox.
Yeah, it's not
Red
good.
Sox Nation, start writing. You guys get a little vocal. Get going on it. All right, let's talk about the Dodgers now. This. You know, we've had this happen before with domestic violence and that kind of thing. And I remember in football, when Ray Lewis was doing this thing with Baltimore, you said Baltimore, the Ravens, should have gotten involved before the NFL got in there and said, hey, we're looking into this right now. We're suspending them. We're going to make a look at it once again because I guess Major League Baseball has a policy against domestic violence. They got right involved, and so everything's got to happen for Major League Baseball has to investigate this. I guess the Dodgers aren't getting involved, just they got the guy off the team.
Well, right? No one is. It says here, Robert says, right now we're going to kind of stand pat, let the process run its course.
Yeah, Dave Roberts was smart because, you know, he had to address the media. I like this guy. He is a good mechanics manager. He made a statement before the game on, what was it, on Tuesday, Dodgers playing the Padres, and he says, he was there and he said, I don't know the facts. He says, obviously it's not ideal in any sense of the words, but until we know more, it doesn't behoove me to make any comments. Fortunately, Major League Baseball is kind of digging into this, as it well should. We'll know more later. And that was a good statement because he sort of recognized that it's not a good thing to beat up on anybody domestically, but he also at the same time said, I can't make any comments till the investigation's done. So, it's a 7-day leave right now. The he's been suspended while they do. It's a leave, actually. And after 7 days, the league can extend it. And sometimes that happens, they say. But 11 players have been investigated, and 9 have been suspended since 2016. So this is this domestic violence thing has become a little bit of a problem for players.
Somewhat.
Was it that way in your day, or did you not hear about it
No.
when you played football?
No, I don't know anybody in my generation that pounded his girlfriend or his wife.
Yeah, I mean, it just wasn't thought about at that time. And now all of a sudden, I don't know, with the advent, with all the cell phones and everything, stuff is captured. Because when this happened, at where was it? At the Beverly Center in Los Angeles that this happened?
Yeah.
And apparently, Julio Urias, according to witnesses, pushed this woman, his girlfriend, whoever she was, to the ground. She, when she got this, said, there's no problem, no nothing, no charges, whatever. But the police were there, and people said there was a problem. And so this thing escalated to what it is, as well it should be investigated. You don't want people smashing and pushing around women around in the lot.
We don't know what happened though.
We don't know the deal, so we gotta find out.
She's so far she's been giving the benefit of the doubt that something occurred. As a matter of fact, I believe the reporting police officers were shown a tape. A video.
Yeah, there was a video on
video.
Yeah, somebody videoed the whole thing.
Yeah, so they've got enough to file a complaint. Now, you know how these things work. Was it a stranger? Was it someone he knew? Was it his girlfriend?
We don't know.
Was it his cousin?
Right.
Was it his landlord trying to get him to pay the rent? But who knows what happens? You have to wait and see, as Dave Roberts says. So let it all run its course.
So what we do know is the Dodgers had, returning to their bullpen from injuries, Tony Cingrani and Caleb Ferguson, but they've now brought in a reliever because Julio Urias is again on a leave. JT Chagois is going to be back on the active roster. So and they say that the Julio Urias could come back sooner if everything is resolved sooner, or it could take weeks or even months.
You know, you read this, and the accompanying story is how many pitchers are on the DL.
Yeah.
How many pitchers in the league, let alone the Dodgers? Dodgers have Caleb Ferguson and Tony Cingrani still on the hook. They're still in the buffet line, and if you're a pitcher in this league and you're making $10, $12, $15, $20 million, you have a lot of vacation time.
Should have a responsibility to keep yourself in good shape. I mean, injuries can happen.
This is really amazing.
But it just seems like the amount of every team with people on the DL, you're making this money. Here's the deal. You know, if you're making money and they give you incentives, if you make the All-Star team or whatever, shouldn't there be a decentive if there is such a thing?
Yeah, that's
if
right.
If you don't pitch, you have to give up $100 for every game you're not showing up, or every inning you don't pitch. What would you say to that?
Well, it's called incentives that work in the favor of the team.
Yeah.
You know, players have incentives. If I pitch so many innings, I strike out so many people, I don't give up any home runs, all that stuff, all those stats. But the team can also ask, well, if you show up, we're going to dock you $100 every day for not being available to play.
Yeah, eating our food and not performing. I mean, it seems fair to me that if you're not performing, you know, in a regular job, if you don't perform, you got so many days of sick time, you got so many days of vacation time, and once you go beyond that, you don't get paid.
Yeah, I think we should bring that up.
I bring that up. I really think so.
I'm serious about it.
You know, as a Major League Baseball, it's like throwing money down a hole if you got
I had coaches in training camp all through my playing days that would just tell players, not me, because I was honestly never hurt all that in my arc of my career.
Right.
But they would tell all these guys, hey, look, you're a free agent. We signed you as a free agent. How you think you're going to make the team when you show up here and you've got an ice bag on your neck? And you're not participating. You got to show up. I heard those conversations my whole life.
But I don't think they hear them anymore.
Well, they don't. There's too much money. You know, it's not like I got to make the team so I can make my 28-5. That's not it anymore. You know, they got 28-5 in their glove compartment nowadays.
You're in tune with the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. We're coming to you on Sirius XM. We're coming to you on CRN Talk Radio and on Sports Byline. We'll be back. Stay with us. Hey, get a good night's sleep with MyPillow. I've seen the ads for years, and now I've got MyPillow. I ordered two, and I've been sleeping on them. I'm a back and side sleeper, and when I tried MyPillow, my sleepless nights are gone. I used to wake up in the middle of the night. Not anymore. You don't have to adjust your pillow. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you need and want. You toss out those flat, worn-out pillows. You sleep really well all night long. 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, and you can get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus you get free shipping. You got nothing to lose. Try them out. They're guaranteed. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WINNER. That's promo code WINNER, MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call the direct phone number, 800-513-3363, 800-513-3363, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn and our buddy, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the star of the program. So, by the way, since you're wondering who's in charge of the Lakers here recently, we got the new coach, Frank Vogel.
Ah, yes.
Frank Vogel is the new coach. I mean, this guy's been around a little while. He's the official head coach, 45 years of age. He's replacing Luke Walton. Apparently, this guy is a proven head coach. He's got a career record of 304 wins against 291 losses. He coached Indiana, the Pacers, from 2010 through 16. He was with the Orlando Magic from 16 to 18. And he's got a big task at hand here. Here's some things that you may not know about the former Orlando Magic head coach Frank Vogel, who is now the new Lakers head coach, and comments from Fred Dreyer on this. Vogel apparently got his start in the NBA as a video coordinator. Now, did you have video coordinators when you played football? Did you look at game films or anything like that when you guys were
playing?
Of course,
yeah. But the coaches were responsible for putting all that together.
They were, right?
Yeah. We had a guy named Mickey, who was our film guy, who filmed stuff in training camp and then made the films available to the coaches, and the coaches told him how they wanted it cut up.
Remember when Mickey had water there and he had it on his shoe and you skidded on it and you slipped on a Mickey? Okay, never mind. This is a stretch for
You're
a joke.
You're really
Thank
stretching
you.
For that one.
Okay, so he was the video coordinator with the Boston Celtics from 1997 to 2001. Then he became an assistant coach. He then went on to assist in Philadelphia, then Indiana, and then promoted to head coach there. Also, the guy's a family man. Now, this may tie and this may help you with your comments about who's in charge of the, of the Lakers family, because this guy's a family man. He's got a lovely wife. He's got two daughters, and he's dedicated to the job. This sounds good. I think family guys are good.
Did you also know something else about him?
Yeah, I'm looking it up here for you as we go along.
Did you see, just a second.
Yeah?
Did you see that he was a guest on David Letterman as a young boy?
I did not know that. Is that true?
Take a look at
okay,
that.
Okay, well, he's...
He's stupid human tricks. He
started his college basketball career at 1990s Division II college in Huntington, Pennsylvania. He was there. Let's see what else I can get for you. He led the Pacers to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals. That's pretty good. He has a unique coaching style. He gives his players freedom, but he also has demands and demands accountability. That should help him with the Lakers. And
he doesn't like yelling.
Five things you should know. They don't talk about him being on Letterman's show. That yours is the most interesting. He was on Letterman human tricks.
He was on Letterman. He came on and did a. He balanced a basketball off the end of a toothbrush, and then brushed his teeth.
This guy is amazing.
Yeah, that's why he should be the coach.
Now that takes me, after I had everybody thinking he could be pretty good for the Lakers, you come up with that one.
Yep.
All right, so we got that taken care of. That's kind of interesting. Now, here's a story I wanted to talk to you about, Fred Dreyer, because you and I have talked about this off the air on occasion many times when we get together with Vic and have salmon at Columbo's.
Yes.
And that is the NCAA. They're considering allowing their athletes to profit from the use of their names, their image, and their likeness. Here's the deal. You can't even do that now. The NFL owns your image. Am I right?
Yes. All ex-NFL players came before 1992. That would be me and a bunch of other guys. Do not have ownership of our own rights, our own likenesses.
You are Fred Dreyer. It's your brand name. You were in movies. You were in TV shows.
Yeah, we all know that.
You're a football player, so you couldn't go out and take pictures of yourself in a Ram uniform and sign it and sell it because you can't do that.
Well, I was one of six plaintiffs.
To challenge it, right?
To challenge
it. What happened?
Dan Pastorini told an interesting story. Dan had a real nice restaurant in Houston and had a picture of him in his Oiler uniform in a throwing motion, and the league came out and contacted him and said, take that uniform off.
That is BS.
That is
it. Really,
that
is
as low as you can possibly get, and he was guilty of
in court
of infringement of copyright
because he had a picture of himself in the uniform
in his uniform. Yeah. People there in Houston knew who he was, so he had to dress the character up on the building in a generic football uniform.
So technically, if you had a picture of yourself in a Rams uniform when you were playing in your house and you somehow profited by it by showcasing your house, they could come and say you can't do that because you're using the likeness of Fred Dreyer's.
Well,
Ram
I'm going to make a case for them. If I have that photograph of me,
right,
in a Ram uniform and the money making aspect of my business model is predicated on me being in a Ram uniform, then
right,
they can come in and say, hey, you're exploiting our copyright of our uniform, and you're making money off of it, and you can't do that.
Yeah. See, I find that's a really that's a tough one.
And we lost in the Ninth Circuit in Minnesota.
And once you lose,
liberal court.
You'd have to take it to another court then.
But it was never going to happen. The judge told us that. He just said, he says, you know, you guys aren't going to win this. I said, how do you know that we're not going to win it? We want a jury trial. He goes, well, you're not going to get a jury trial. I mean, it was just highway Armstrong, strong arming and just saying, you know, that's the way it is. We're never going to pay you for your rights.
Now, so hold on a second now. If the NCAA, it's not the NFL here, but if they're going to start talking about the idea of updating their rules to compensate college athletes, and they will not consider any concepts that could be construed as payment for participation in college sports. But this last Tuesday, the NCAA announced that their president, Mark Emmert, and the Board of Governors have formed a working group to examine issues related to athletes' names, likenesses, and image. And the group will be made up of member representatives from all three NCAA divisions, and will be led by the Big East commissioner and Ohio State's athletic director.
Yeah.
If that happens to them, I think you can reopen your case.
Well, we might, but the point is that it's a good thing they've done that. I think it takes a lot of the onus off of recruiting.
That's true.
It really helps coaches recruit
Pete
players.
Carroll can come back to USC and not have to run up and hide up there in Seattle.
Yeah, of course.
Come back, Pete. We know you knew about Reggie Bush. Come on back. We'll be back with more. It's the Sports Lodge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Back in the Sports Lounge email segment, Brian has sent you an email here. Freddie said, Fred, I'm wondering if you were ever approached to reprise Hunter or ever wanted to reprise Hunter.
We've done it like four or five times.
Yeah. But any more lately? Have they ever talked about it again?
No. I mean, it runs its course, and, they would probably hire some millennial 21-year-old kid to play Hunter.
No.
And I would be his, like, great-grandfather.
Oh, yeah, we should have, like, now, Retro Hunter, starring Fred Dreyer. And you come out there, and you walk out or something.
Yeah, I'd wear a fat suit.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I'd wear a real big fat suit.
Okay, so Ray has sent you an email. It says, "Hi, Fred. I wrote into your show, and you answered, but not fully. I read where you used to stop lifting weights and just do stretching during the off-season.
Stretching?
Stretching. Please, could you give me your stretching routine? I'm 64 years old. I played 9 years of minor league hockey. I've lifted all my life and have stayed in great shape, but I'm tired of lifting. The stretching routines sound good to me. Sorry to be of any trouble, but I've been a fan of yours for many, many years. I always tune into your show. I'm the guy from Boca Raton, Florida. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Fred."
Well, look, first of all, you should go to a gym and get a trainer who specializes in stretching, because stretching will allow you to lift differently and lift better. You don't want to not lift, but you don't want to do just lifting. You've got to coordinate both of them. So that's my recommendation.
Stretch first, right? What kind of a stretching routine do you do? Because you come into the studio.
It's tough to
you grab a table and you stretch your back sometimes?
I do all kinds of I stretch before a game for over an hour in the locker room. I'm one of the only people that's ever done it in all the time that I played. I spend about an hour plus on the ground stretching everything out. So when I go out to run and sitting around off and on the field, I'm still ready to go. A lot of people, they don't stretch and they get all tied up. And,
that's me. You got to stretch.
And they limit their flexibility, and you can't have that.
So here's what I think we should do. At one point, maybe we'll do a show on stretching sometime. Maybe get somebody in to talk about it, or we'll do a little video sometime.
No, you have to show it.
You got to show it. And if you have the comments, please email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
But that's what I would do.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Having fun together adds up, and so do the savings at Kohl's, with an extra 15% off. Save on family fun matching graphic tees, just $7.64 and $8.49. Hit the beach with women's flip-flops and new beach towels, each just $11.04. Plus, take 25% off select Adidas and Converse. Plus, get Kohl's cash Friday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid May 13th through 19th with promo code SAVENOW. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed. And 9 out of 10 women said they prefer their men manscaped. But you got to use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. It's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the Dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code RING for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code RING. That's promo code RING at manscaped.com.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to save big on your to-do list. We do it right, too, with savings during our Memorial Day sale, so you can start checking off your list and save, too. Now get select 2.5-quart perennials, 3 for $12 in store only. And keep your yard looking its best. And save $100 on a Greenworks 60-volt string trimmer and blower combo kit, now just $199. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 5/22. See store for details, U.S. only. Perennial offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the legendary all-pro defensive end, played for the Rams, had a brief breath of air with the New England Patriots, never played a game, but he was there on the roster for a while, and of course, signed by the New York Giants. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer, the iconic superstar from Hunter and so many other great TV shows and movies. So the NBA draft, looks like certain teams are lined up to get some good picks this year, Fred.
Well, the Lakers were, as last night, the Lakers were in the 11th position. That means they were 11 picks from the top, which was represented in the college draft by Duke's sensational Zion Williamson. Now, he's going to expect to be the number one overall pick, probably. And the Pelicans won the lottery draft, the selection process. It was the Pelicans, the Grizzlies, the Knicks at number three, the Lakers at number four, Cavs, Suns, Bulls, so forth and so on, down to 14. But here's what's interesting. Going in, the Lakers were going to have to, fight against the odds to get into the top three or four. And into the top four they did. They got lucky and they got the fourth pick. So with that fourth pick, they're now in a position to take their fourth pick coming up and also a seventh pick and trade those two for the Pelicans a center. What's his face? What's the guy's name? Like a Pelican guy.
He's the Pelican guy.
Yeah. What's the guy's name? I'm looking here and I couldn't find it. Do I have the right guy? Davis. They're looking for this guy, Davis. They can put two draft choices, a fourth and a seventh together, give it to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. Davis comes to the Lakers, and they might also sweeten it with one or two players. But the powers that be, the wisdom out there, thinks that the Lakers already are in a pretty good position, and that the new ownership, or I should say, the new general manager, president of basketball operations for the Pelicans, David Griffin, would be open to talking to the Lakers. You know, they screwed that whole thing up last year. Remember that?
How so?
Well, they made it. You know, Magic Johnson. I mean, come on. He made it. He let the cat out of the bag that the Lakers were trying to put together something last year at the halfway mark so they could get a Pelican Anthony Davis. And of course, none of it happened. It was a huge distraction, especially when Magic and all these people allowed the details of the trade, the possible trade, to go out publicly, which was they were going to take probably five or six players that the Lakers had drafted the last couple of years. And these are the people who were starting for them, Alonzo Ball and Ingram and all these other guys. They were going to package them together and send them to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. And of course, that was tampering. You know, and of course, Magic's been caught several times in that conversation. Been fined for it once or twice, once perhaps, but the point is that right now the Lakers are in pretty good selection with July's draft. I think it's July, They have a draft coming up here, and they'll be selecting fourth. The Pelicans will probably take Zion, and they would love to have a fourth and a seventh pick plus somebody off of the Lakers squad, a veteran, to go along with the Pelicans' selection of Zion Williamson.
So you think it might happen this time is what you're saying?
Well, something's going to. The overview is there's a lot of people handicapping the Laker position as a pretty good position to be in. Now let's see what happens. Let's see. You know, the other thing else is that people are still trying to figure out who the hell runs the Lakers. Is it Linda Rambis? Is it Kurt Rambis? Is it Rob Pelinka? Is it Jeannie? Who out there is the titular head of the organization? So when we say this all the time, when an agent, which Rob Pelinka was, so he should know this, when an agent now is telling their people around the league, don't go to the Lakers, they don't know what the hell they're doing. You know, so the Lakers have to solve that remedy so they can attract future players.
We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us.
Traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialist will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit KaanapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Back in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer, here with you each week at this time on CRN Digital Talk Radio, on Sports Byline, on Sirius XM Channel 211. Thanks for joining us here on the show. And a reminder for you, if you want to take us with you wherever you go, on your smartphone, just dial #250. It's a phone call, #250. Hit send when the call is answered. Say CRN Talk, and our app will be loaded to your phone. And you can go in there and check out Fred Dreyer and a whole lot more. Everything good there. So this wrestler, the Silver King, passes away in the ring, a big fight in London. He was the guy in the Lucha Libre, right? Wasn't he the
Jack Black. Yeah, 2006 comedy, Nacho Libre was the show.
Yeah. So
that's too bad.
Yeah, it was. It's too bad.
51 years old. How do you?
He was a villain.
Did they say he died? He was pronounced dead at the scene. But I mean,
yeah, he apparently collapsed. Somebody threw him down or whatever, and he laid there. They thought it was part of the scene, and then when he didn't move, they cleared everybody out of the building and attended to him. And he was they attended to him right away, but they cleared out the building and he was gone. So that's a loss. I hate to hear that.
It's. Those guys are timeless. You know, remember Freddie Blassie?
Yeah.
Remember that Mr. Tojo and all these great
The Bruiser,
great
the Destroyer,
wrestlers.
Come on.
The Bruiser, the Destroyer, a figure
Lane.
Four leg lock.
Yeah, all those guys over there. Whoa, Nelly.
Tricky
know?
Ricky Starr.
Yep. Yeah, I called a wrestling match one time with Ravishing Rick Rude was there, and Abdul the Butcher jumped out of the ring and picked up our box that we use to carry our equipment and hit Sting in the back with it, and then also picked up our telephone. This was an old-timer broadcast. We had it hooked into the telephone. As he looked at the piece of the phone, and he threw it back at us and knocked Don Tegler out. Well, he didn't really. It was a radio broadcast, but I made a sound. I was going like, Don, speak to me, Don, and he was out.
Oh, that's a good gag.
When I got home, my mom says, you guys really did it this time. You guys really did it this time. You got to be careful. I said, hey, We were making it up.
We made the whole thing up.
The whole thing up. But at least my mom listened to my broadcast at that time. Nobody else does. Yeah. Well, you do on occasion.
Well, periodically.
Okay, so there was an article out that said birds of a feather, are really siblings in sports. And we talked about Venus and Serena Williams. They had Peyton and Eli Manning. You bounced them on your knee because their dad was Archie Manning, right? And you bounced the kids on the knee. There's Powell and Mark Gasol. There's Jim and John Harborough.
Harbaugh.
I call him Harbaugh when they get angry. Chandler, Arthur, and John Jones. What do we else we got here? Oh, here's baseball. Yadier Jose and Benji Molina, great catchers from the Angel organization. Two of them there. But here's the deal. They talk about all this stuff. You can talk about Cheryl and Reggie Miller and all this stuff. They left out the big ones. If you go back a few years, how about Larry and Norm Sherry of the Dodgers? Larry was the great relief pitcher in the 59 World Series. Norm Sherry, the great catcher. Remember them?
And they both played on the same team.
That's correct.
Not all these people played on the same
team. There you go. How about Matty, Jesus, and Philippe Alou?
The elusive Alous.
You Giant fans. This is a huge one. These guys were legends in San Francisco.
Yeah, Philippe went up to manage the Montreal Expos.
Was it? Yeah, that's true. Was it Philippe or Felipe? I remember they used to call him Felipe, but it was Philippe, Jesus, and Matty.
They nicknamed him Philippe.
Here's one for you. I could have you think all day, and you wouldn't remember
all
this.
All right.
Phil and Joe Negro.
Oh. Knuckleballers.
There you go.
Spitballers.
That's it.
Spit.
This is good. How about Ramon and Pedro Martinez, Martinez brothers?
Oh, this is the one. This is Tommy Lasorda's big Waterloo.
But this was his Waterloo.
He got rid of Pedro Martinez because he thought he was too small.
Too small, too skinny.
You're not strong enough to throw that ball there.
What did Tommy say?
He said, You're not smart enough. You're not big enough. You got to throw that ball. Get out there and throw that ball. You can't do it. You're just too small.
If I close my eyes, I can almost hear Tommy saying that.
Let me tell you something about that fastball. That fastball looks like it's going about 41 miles an hour. Let's trade him.
I forget who
they
got.
Let's trade him to Montreal.
For that shortstop.
For that shortstop.
For the second baseman. I forget who it was. It was only there for about a year.
He was there for like 15 minutes. And then he started striking everybody out. And then he started throwing these no-hitters and he started winning baseball games.
I've seen him on TBS. He's put on some weight now.
But he's hilarious.
He's great. I love him. And here's one for you. Manuel Rafael Mota, Geronimo, and Manny Mota, and he had two sons, Andy and Jose Mota, still announced. Jose, they
oh,
both
the flying the, Motas,
they,
yeah.
They had the Motas. The sons also played in the major leagues, but Jose is the announcer at the Angels. So,
Mota Scooter. They called him Mota Scooter.
I'm telling you, they didn't come up with the right names here. Come on, you got to get up with the client. And there's some that I've probably forgotten. I'm sure you want to add a few to the list right now, don't you?
I don't know. I don't know if this subject matter has intrigued me
enough. What about the Reynolds? Hacksaw Reynolds and the kid that
played. The Reynolds Rap. We called him Reynolds Rap.
Jack Reynolds or whatever his name was on the Giants. There's a father-son combo.
There's a lot of father-son combo. I think Hacksaw is in Bermuda or down in the Devil's Triangle.
What are you talking about?
He is. I told you last time I saw Jack Reynolds, I was doing the Hunter in the Tom Bradley International Airport in LAX.
Yeah.
And I'm looking about 40 yards away up on the top stairs. I see Jack Reynolds going. I said, is that Hacksaw? And I ran over there and I yelled up, hey, Hacksaw! And he turned around and he looked at me and he flipped me off and he just kept moving. I went, okay, good to see you.
He loves you, boy.
And that's the last time I saw him, and everybody kept telling me, no, he's down there in the Bahamas now.
Devil's Triangle. I hope we see him again. Somebody send a search party.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean? Europe? Hawaii? Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horner, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And so Fred, more emails here at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Daryl Gentner says, don't know you except from football and Hunter. Learned a lot in auto shop, too, at Lawndale High School, class of 78.
Cardinals.
Wrestling was my sport. Cars and women were my hobbies. Frank Dulce was my coach and auto shop instructor. Hope you're doing well. Did you know Frank Dulce?
I don't believe I did. I think he was gone. Mr. Courier, I think, was our shop teacher.
Cam's father, Courier. And were you at that time, when you went to that to Lawndale, did they have an auto shop? Were there automobiles?
Sure.
Were
there
autos at that time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Jason says, sir, your show was a great inspiration to me growing up. There are many others, too, like Chips, Hill Street Blues, Miami Vice, but I have many great memories of Hunter. I just made lieutenant and turned 20 years at the police department here. Thank you for a great example you set for us kids. That's a great thing, Fred.
Well, you know something? Thank you. I've gotten many messages, notes, along the same lines, our show had a tremendous impact, like a long-running police show would here, in certainly in L.A. But I had a lot of police officers. I ran into two of them at Dodger Stadium. This is like 15 years ago.
Right.
Who came over to me and just said, just want you to know, we really watched your show when we were kids growing up. You were one of the reasons I became a police officer.
Yeah, so there you
have
it.
That's pretty good.
So thank you, Jason Luna, for that comment. That's good. Okay, Pamela says, just paid for my groceries at the food market. Cashier was an older gentleman. Just got then another cashier. I know a young lady walks by. We always talk sports. When I go through her line, she's very knowledgeable, especially about the Minnesota Twins and baseball. We chat a bit. And then I said to the guy between Liz and Fred Dreyer, she knows I'm a longtime fan of yours, I find everything I want to know about sports. The guy says, you mean Fred Dreyer that played for the Rams? I said, yeah, he was Hunter and lots of other things. He was a great sports, has a show on radio every Wednesday and on the weekends. And I tell him all about the Sports Lounge. He's very interested. She says, your fan base is growing, Fred.
It seems to be that way. This show has really helped out, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, that's it for the show. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, if you could.
Well, let's see. It's always great to touch base with my fan base every week, and I look forward to seeing you all next time.
Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.